How is everyone today? Amen. Don't forget that. Alam ko naman blessed kayo, and I know that you are a blessing, but I just want to let you say it again and again para hindi natin makalimutan, especially during times of difficulty. Amen. Pag may problema na tayo, nakakalimutan natin blessed tayo. Amen. So we have to remember that. I will tell you a story. In the mood ako magkwento, so may story ako sa inyo. Kinento lang naman isang pari sa akin. Meron isang babae na namatay, and supposedly she's going to heaven. No? When she died, papunta siya ng langit. Pero nung nandun na siya sa gate ng langit, nakita ni Saint Peter yung babae. Tinanong niya si Lord, "Lord, papasukin ba natin yan?" And Jesus said, "Oo naman." Sabi ni Saint Peter, "Lord, marites yan. Grabe yan. Nung nasa mundo yan ako, ang daming taong nag-away dahil sa kanya. Super marites yan." Ang sabi lang ni Jesus, "Maawa ka naman. Kawawa naman eh. Papasukin mo na." So nung pumasok yung babae, pinapasok siya ni Saint Peter, eto lang ang sabi ni Saint Peter sa kanya, "Ning, pag pumasok ka dito, bawal na yung magmarites, ha? Okay? Huwag mo nang gawin dito sa langit yung ginagawa mo sa mundo." So pumamayag naman yung babae. So habang naglalakad sila, hihatid siya ni Saint Peter. Hinahatid siya dun sa bahay niya. Nasalubong nila yung biyenan niya. Nung nakita niya yung biyenan niya, sabi niya, "Hay, nandito yan. Paano nakaakyat sa langit yan?" So kinento niya kay St. Peter, sabi niya, "Ang sama ng ugali ng babae na yan, yung biyenan ko." Tapos nung kwekwento na sana siya, sabi ni St. Peter, "Oops, walang marites." So hindi na siya nagpatuloy sa kwento niya. Pero nagulat siya, nandun yung biyenan niya. No? So habang palapit na sila dun sa bahay niya, may nasalubong siyang kontraktor. Sabi niya, "Oh, Lord, St. Peter, bakit nandito yan? Kontraktor yan, ah." Sabi ni St. Peter sa kanya, "Tahimik, walang marites dito." So gulat na gulat siya, mayroong kontraktor nakaakyat sa langit. Okay? Nung nandun na sila sa bahay nila, papasok na sana siya, ay naku, may nakita siyang congressman nandun. So sabi niya, "Ay naku, ba't nandito yan?" Tiningnan siya ni St. Peter. Tapos sabi ni St. Peter, "Walang marites." Tapos maya-maya, bago sila pumasok sa bahay niya, lahat ng tao nakatingin sa kanya, dilat na dilat ang mata. Nagtanong siya kay St. Peter, Bakit nakatingin ang lahat sa akin at dilat na dilat ang mata?" Sabi ni St. Peter, "Hindi rin sila makapaniwala na kaakyat ka ng langit." Okay? If God does not save sinners, heaven will be a lonely place. Amen? If God does not save sinners, malungkot ang langit. Okay? And today, magbe-break tayo for the past few Sundays. If you have been listening to the gospel, medyo masakit yung mga sinasabi, no? The first few Sundays, we talk about humility, how God requires us to humble ourselves before Him. The second time, a few Sundays ago, God talked about the narrow door. Strive to enter the narrow door. And it's very confrontational, no? These are hard sayings, masasakit na salita. Kaya nga sabi nila, pinako talaga nila si Kristo sa cross dahil masakit ang katotohanan na nanggagaling sa bibig niya. They crucified Him. Because the words from His mouth, words of truth, it confronts us. And last Sunday, if you have been listening, yung gospel natin talks about discipleship. Yung tinuro ni Father Nonoy. You cannot follow Christ if you cannot be discipled. Pwede kang sumunod kay Kristo na bilang fans lang or spectator, yung nakikiusyoso lang, nanonood lang. But to follow Him all the way to where He is going, saan ba papunta si Kristo na nandito siya sa mundo? Papunta siya sa cross. Amen? To be able to follow Him all the way to the cross, you have to be a disciple. Kaya nga, tinuro ni Father Nono yon, count the cost. Huwag yung pabarabara lang. Susunod ako kay Lord. Hindi. Pag-isipan mo ng mabuti yan. You know? Do you have what it takes to be a disciple? And number two, to be a disciple, you have to be willing to give up everything. Okay? Napakasakit nung sinabi ni Lord sa huli ng gospel na yon, di ba? What did He say? Anyone who does not give up everything cannot be my disciple. So anong requirement ni Jesus for a disciple? That you give up everything. Now, ayaw natin marinig yan. We don't want to hear that. And so we try to divert our mind into other things. And it's very painful sometimes. But this Sunday, our gospel explains why. Why should we give up everything? Why we should love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength? It will explain today. No? Na natin mauunawaan bakit kailangan natin ang daming matatanggal sa buhay natin, ang dami nating i-give up when we begin to follow Christ in our life. We will find out why today. Now, before we go to the gospel, let's go to the Old Testament reading. In the Old Testament reading, no umakyat si Moses dun sa mountain, sa Sinai, and was talking to God, the people, the Israelites below, started to rebel against God. They started to worship other gods. Yan ang problema when there is no leader. Okay? God's appointed leader is not in place. People will start to make their own leaders. They will start to choose people na gustong-gusto nila that will suit their lifestyle. They started to worship other gods. Then this is what God to Moses. Sabi niya, Moses, bumalik ka na doon. Your people. Huh? Sabi niya kay Moses, your people. Nung lumabas sila, sabi niya ng Diyos, my people. Okay? The Israelites are my people. Yun ang sabi ng Diyos. But when they started to rebel, He told Moses, your people. Okay? Para bagang sinasabi ng Diyos, hindi na akin yan, sa'yo yan. And sometimes we may think that, you know, God was so angry, God was about to destroy and everything. No, He was teaching Moses a lesson. The first lesson in leadership, you have to love your people and you have to think of them as your own. Amen? Amen? Mamahalin mo yung mga tauhan mo. Sino sa inyo dito may mga negosyo, may mga tauhan kayo, di ba? Yeah, you have people around you. And the quality of a good leader is that he loves those whom he leads. And loving them means that you have to take them as your own family. Okay? And that was the first lesson God was teaching Moses. And so God said, they're not my people, they're your people. So sabi ng Lord sa kanya, you step aside, I'm going to destroy that. But actually, God was just testing Moses, what would Moses do? Moses could have said, sige Lord, patayin mo na mga yan, wala namang kwentang mga yan eh. And God said to him, I will make a new people out of you. Sige, mas magandang plano yun, di ba? Isisave ni Lord yung pamilya ko. Hayaan mo na yung iba na yan. Titigas naman yung ulo, patayin mo na lang yan. But God was testing Moses and what is in his heart as a leader. So God said, set aside Moses, I'm going to destroy these people, your people, I'm going to destroy them, and I'm going to make a people, a brand new people out of you. And what did Moses do? Anong ginawa ni Moses? Moses stood before God in behalf of his people. Sabi niya, Lord, Lord, don't kill them. Huwag mo silang galawin, Lord. And God reminded, and Moses reminded God, these are your people, Lord. You brought them out of Egypt, you know. pinagtanggol ni Moses. It was so dangerous that he stood before God and his people. Yun ang nagpagitna siya. Delikado yun. He risked his life. But then God, sabi nun sa scriptures at the end, sabi niya, and God relented. God did not do it. Why? Because Moses passed the test. He was a leader. He loved his people. And sabi niya, they are mine. And Moses is a type and shadow of Jesus. Amen? Kaya nga pag nagbabaptize tayo ng bata dito, when the priest would put the oil on the forehead of the child, ang sasabihin ng pare sa bata, you are now Christ's own forever. Amen? Inaangkin ka na ng Diyos. Inaangkin ka ni Kristo. You know, Christ is a type and shadow. No? Moses was a type and shadow of Jesus, our God, who claims us to be His own. Amen? Of course, God will not harm us. God will not destroy us. The second reading today speak of St. Paul and how, sabi ni St. Paul, I am a sinner and I am what I am only because of the grace of God, because of the mercy of God. And sabi ni St. Paul, why did God save me? I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I was the worst of all sinners. Akong pinaka masamang sinner. Sabi niya, of all the sinners, I am the chief. That's what St. Paul said. But God displayed His mercy. God displayed His loving kindness that even the worst of sinners, God would save that one. And sabi ni St. Paul, now I stand before you, not having my own righteousness. Hindi ako nagmamalaki sa sarili ko. Because I was a sinner. This week, someone came to me and reminded me. Ni-remind niya ako. I don't know what, anong motibo niya. Sabi niya, sinner ka. Yeah, because I don't hide that. Hindi ko po tinatago yan. Okay? I may be a bishop. I don't hide behind my mitre and my vestment. I am a sinner. Amen? All of us have sinned and have fallen short the glory of God. But this is what St. Paul said. Now, the worst of sinner, God saved me. For what purpose? So that I may be displayed. So that I may be an example that no matter how great the sin you have committed against God, God will always look for you. And when He finds you, He brings you home. Amen? Kaya nga, nung tiningnan ko ang sarili ko, sinuri kong sarili ko, ang dami kong kasalanan ginawa. Noon pa, dami kong kasalanan. Hanggang ngayon, nagpapatuloy tayo sa kasalanan natin. Pero every time I think of St. Paul, if God could save the worst of sinners, how can God not save me? So I put my trust in God only, not in myself, not in my goodness. Kasi may araw minsan na feeling good tayo. No? Merong araw talaga na puro mabuting ginawa mo. So, medyo ang yabang natin sa Lord, ano? Lord, you know, extra bonus naman, napakabait ko itong linggo na to. But we are all sinners. And we should not be trusting in ourselves because itong linggo na to, maaring mabait ka, sa sunod na linggo, masungit ka na naman. Iba ka na naman. But God's mercy is not based on who you are and what you have done. God's mercy is based on who He is. He is a Father. And He claims us as His own. Now we go to the gospel today. In our gospel, there is something about Jesus that we need to know. Kaya nga ang confrontation sa atin ngayon is, do you know Jesus? Kilala niyo ba talaga si Jesus? You know, when you know someone, and they start to talk, pag hindi mo kilala ang tao, minsan ma-o-offend ka sa sinasabi niya. Because you don't know the person. Okay? You don't know the person. Meron kaming classmate noon na hindi ko ma-describe yung itsura niya, pero siya yung classmate namin pag nakita ng babae, lumalayo yung mga babae. Okay? So he doesn't have the appearance that people will like, no? Pero palagi niyang sinasabi, pag pumapasok sa isang room, sabi niya, lahat ng pangit labas dito. Ayaw ko makakita ng pangit. So tumatawa lahat, no? People laugh. Kasi talagang ubod ng pangit siya. Sabi niya, lahat ng pangit labas. Kami lang mga gwapo dito. Na ngayon, yung ibang tao hindi siya kilala, nayayabangan sa kanya. Yabang nito, yabang. Kala mo gwapo, pangit naman. But for us, his friends, dahil kilala namin siya, we laugh, natatawa kami because he's one of the humblest person I know. Yun lang, may sinasabi siya, akala mo nagyayabang, yun pala joke, you know? Yun pala, gusto niya kaming tumawa, gusto niyang, you know, maging happy kami. And he just say those things. Because we know him, he does not offend us. Yung mga hindi nakakilala sa kanya, na-o-offend talaga, nayayabangan sa kanya. You know? Okay? Naintindihan ninyo? Si Jesus has a very good sense of humor. But sometimes when we read the gospel, you have to know him. You have to understand him. And many times, Jesus I would read the scriptures, I would read the gospel. Minsan natatawa talaga ako because he's really funny, you know. He has a good sense of humor. And that is very important. That is very important. I know one person who has a really good sense of humor, and that is our Bishop Ricardo. You know? Talagang he has this, you know, I like his sense of humor. And people with good sense of humor are intelligent people. Amen? People with good sense of humor are intelligent because they can take things and difficult things and make light of it. Matatalino mga yan. Kaya alam ko talaga si Bishop Dick talagang mataas ang IQ nun kahit hindi ko na tingnan yung grades niya. You know, I know because of the sense of humor that he has. Jesus today in our gospel, he starts his sermon with a humor. Amen? He wants people to laugh. Gusto niya tumawa yung mga tao. Because he's going to use humor to make you remember his teaching. Matatawa ka sa sasabihin ni Lord, pero hindi mo makalimutan yung sinabi niya. Okay? Ano bang sinabi niya? Well, he was in the synagogue. He was there, he's going to teach the people something. And in the synagogue, when you come to the synagogue, sa time ni Jesus, just imagine this. Women and men don't sit together. Right? Alam nyo ba yan? When you enter an Orthodox, a Jewish Orthodox synagogue, the men nandito sa baba, yung mga babae nasa taas. At minsan, meron pa yung mga rails na hindi makita yung mukha nila. Nandun sila sa taas. Okay? The men stays on the level of the teacher, yung mga babae doon pinapaupo. Bakit ganyan, Bishop? Yan ang kultura nila. Kung makapasok kayo sa mosque ng mga Muslim, now, hindi ko sinasabi pumasok kayo, ano? But in a mosque, when you enter a mosque, the men stays in one place, the women are somewhere else. Basta huwag magpakita yung mga babae. Yung mga gusto ding sumamba kay Allah, kawawa yung mga babae. Hindi pwedeng tumabi sa asawa mo. Okay? Hindi ka pwedeng sumama sa mga lalaki. If the men are here worshiping, the women are somewhere else. In a Jewish Orthodox synagogue, when the men are on the ground level with the teacher, the rabbi, the women are on the second floor. Okay? Hiwalay. Nakasimba na ako sa isang simbahan, a very conservative church. It was a it was a parang Presbyterian Methodist church, you know, nakapasok ako doon. Ganito ang setting, pero yung mga lalaki nandito sa right, yung mga babae nandito sa left. There is always a distinction between the men and the women. Now, Jesus, when He was teaching in our gospel today, nung nagtuturo siya, ganyan ang setting, hindi kagaya natin, ha? Halo-halo, no? Ganyan nagtuturo si Lord. Now, listen to what He said. What man of you, yan ang unang sabi niya, sino sa inyo, what man of you, therefore He is addressing the, sino kinakausap niya? It was the man He was talking to. What man of you, sino sa inyo mga lalaki dito? If you have 100 sheep and one sheep got lost, nawala ng isang sheep, what man of you, sino sa inyo, you will leave the 99 sheep behind and look for that one sheep? Anong reaction ng mga lalaki? What do you think the reaction would the men be? Hindi ka nga shepherd, karpentero ka lang. Because a shepherd would know. A shepherd will never leave the 99. You know why? Kung merong nawalang isang sheep and you don't know kailan hanggang kailan mo hahanapin yan, you don't know, it could take a day, it could take 2 days bago mahanap yung isang sheep na yan. If you leave the 99 in the wilderness, remember, the shepherd did not leave it in a fold. Hindi niya linagay sa isang fold. He left it on the wilderness. Now, who among you men, sinong shepherd ang iiwan yung 99 para hanapin yung isa? Because pag nakita mo yung isa, by the time bumalik ka, baka ninakaw na yung mga sheep mo. Baka kinain na ng wolf yung mga sheep mo. A shepherd will not do that. That's why when Jesus spoke that parable to the men must have been laughing. Tawa ng tawa sila, you know? They must have been laughing at Jesus. Talaga hindi to shepherd. Anong klaseng rabbi ito? He's not a shepherd. He's a carpenter. He doesn't know anything about sheep. But Jesus was using that. He was using that stupendous story. He was using that ridiculous story to point one lesson to them. Sino sa inyo iiwan niyo yung 99 and risk the lives of the 99 just to find one lost sheep? And definitely the answer of the man is nobody in his right mind would do that. Walang tao, walang shepherd na gagawa niyan. And this is the punchline of Jesus. If you are the one who is lost, God would do that for you. What no man would do, God would do that for you. He will risk the 99 just to find you. What is stupid to people, what is ridiculous and absurd to people, God would go to the ends and the lengths of being stupid and foolish just to find you. So I believe tumahimik yung mga men. Now, sabi niya, there was a woman. What woman? Now again, sino kinakausap niya dito? Ha? Huh? The second parable. What woman who lost a coin, he was now referring to the women on the second floor. Kaya dalawa yung parable niya. The sheep and the shepherd, now the woman. So he was addressing the women now. Sabi niya, what woman, sino yung babae na, if she lost a coin, parang 10 centavo coin, no? May 10 centavo coin ka. He lost a coin of very little value, but then sabi niya, he will overturn everything in the house. She will light a lamp. Obviously, this happened at night. Sa gabi to nangyari. She will light a lamp and overturn everything. And whole night she will look for that coin, and when she finds the coin, she will call his friends, neighbors, and say, "Celebrate with me, I have found my coin." Again, the women must have been laughing. You know, tawa naman na tawa yung mga babae. I mean, parang katangahan ba? Nawalan ka ng isang coin, sisindi ka ng lamp. Alam niyo yung lamp noon, hindi electricity yan, ha? May switch sila. You will spend oil. Gagastos ka ng oil for your lamp para hanapin yung isang maliit na coin. Nawalan ka ng isa, ang gasto mo sa oil is 5 coins. You will spend 5 coins for the lamp, for the oil, just to look for one. Isn't that foolishness? So the women must have been laughing at Jesus. Ano no klaseng rabbi ito? Of course not. Kung ang mga babae tatanungin ko, nawalan ka ng isang coin, I don't know, but probably hindi ko alam, no, lahat sa babae dito, I don't know. Siguro isipin nyo, bukas na lang, maliwanag. Diba? Probably you say, hinaga lang ah, para masanag won. Haman nga usuyon mo't gabi eh. You know, that is the wise thing to do. Let's wait for tomorrow when the sun is up. Anyway, I'll be cleaning the house, I will find the coin. At ito pa yung ano, ito pa yung katangahan talaga. Nung nakita niya yung coin niya, siguro mga alas dos ng umaga, alauna ng umaga, gigisingin mo yung neighbor mo. Uy, may nakita na ako, nakita ko yung coin. Halikay sa bahay, magparty tayo, 2 o'clock in the morning. Ano sasabihin ng mga kasama mong babae? May sayad to. You will be laughing at that woman. But you know what? Itong point ni Jesus. If you were the lost coin, kung ikaw yung coin na nawala, God will do that for you. He will spend everything just to find you. And when He finds you, no matter what time of the day, He will celebrate. Amen? Why is it important that we know this? Why is it important that we understand this? Because that God, that Jesus who will look for that one sheep, that Jesus who will sacrifice everything to look for that lost coin is the same Jesus who is inside you. And if you are going to walk with Jesus, you will also display the same love for the lost. Dapat ganun din tayo sa iba. May nag-question sa akin, sabi niya, "Father, what if the lost does not want to be found? Yung nawawala, ayaw magpahanap." May mga taong ganyan, ayaw magpakita, ayaw magpahanap. So what do you do with them? You pray for them. Amen? You pray, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray for them until they're found. Ayaw magpahanap eh. Pag pinuntahan mo, baka masampal ka lang. So wag na. Pagdasal mo muna. But we will always have that love that Jesus have. The same love that Jesus has for you, that's the same love you will mirror in your life. Amen? And some people will ask me, "Bishop, why are you so passionate on mission? Bakit pa tayo talagang mission ng mission?" Because there are those who are lost outside. And no one is looking for them. Walang naghahanap sa kanila. Nobody prays for them. Now, why do I have the passion to seek them and pray for them? Why? Why? Because I was also lost one time in my life. I was lost. And the Lord never gave up on me. Amen. So when this person who talked to me, sabi niya, nakakahiya ka, bishop ka pa naman. And you know, these are the sins, these are the things you've done in the past. Are you not ashamed? God knows how ashamed I am. But I was found by the Lord. He found me just like the lost son, which we're not going to talk about today. I was lost in sin. I was lost in my selfishness. I was lost in the world. And there was this person who came looking for me and looked for me. Even though I don't want to be found, he looked for me. I was dead, now I'm alive. I was lost, now I'm found. Kaya nga pag sinabi niyong, ang bishop namin makasalanan yan. Yeah, that's true. I will never deny that. But I'm telling you, I was lost. Kung meron man akong pagyayabang sa inyo, hindi sa perfection ng buhay ko. I will never boast on how good I am as a person. The only thing that I can boast of is this. Jesus had mercy on me. I will not sing of my victories. I will not sing of my righteousness. I will only sing of the mercies of the Lord. If not for His mercy, I've already asked God that He takes me away. But He did not. I asked God that sana wala ng tao na sasama sa akin. Madadamay lang. And God gave me my family. And God gave me you. People of God gave you to me to shepherd. Do I deserve it? Am I worthy of it? No. All because of the mercy of God. Now, if you see me wearing this and being your bishop, I want you to be proud. I want you to be proud, not of me, but of Him who can save the worst of sinners. Why? Why? Because that's who He is. And I will leave you with this today. I asked the Lord one time because of the goodness He has shown me. Sa kabutihan na pinakita ng Diyos sa akin, one time I asked Him, now what would you want me to do for you also? Because God has done everything for me. He gave me something beyond I can dream about. These things that I'm doing now in the church, these things that I am having in my life, I did not ask God for this. You know why? Because I am not worthy to ask. But in the goodness of the Lord, He just gave it to me. Sige, bigay ko sa iyo yan. I was so overwhelmed by the gifts and the blessings of God in my life. I asked Him, kung ikaw naman, Lord, ang tatanungin ko, binigay mo ng lahat na nagbigay ng ubod ng tuwa at ligaya sa buhay ko. Bigyan mo lang ako ng kapatawaran sa cross, okay na ako eh. Pero ito, kadami-daming blessing dumadating. Sabi ko, tama na. You know? I'm not worthy of those things. But now, I ask the Lord, sabi ko, ikaw naman, Lord, tatanungin ko, ano bang gusto mo? What do you want? What would make you happy also? Because I'm so happy with what God has given me. I'm so happy because of the mercy of God in my life. If God did not have mercy on me, alam mo, meron akong mga kaibigan ngayon na hindi ko makakilala. Kung hindi naawa ang Diyos sa atin, hindi kita makikilala. Hindi tayo magkakaibigan. And I'm so glad for my friends, I'm so glad for the people that I serve, because of God's mercy, they're added into my life. Now I asked him, what can I do to make you happy also? Much more than you made me happy. Alam mo, walang hiningi si Lord. Until I read the gospel. When he found the lost sheep, he called his friends and rejoiced. When he found the lost coin, he called his neighbors to party and rejoice. When he found the lost son, he had a party, he rejoiced for that lost son. What makes God happy? What makes God happy? When you look for the lost. When you look for the lost, when you seek those who are lost, it makes God happy. Because the joy of God is in finding that which is lost. Yan ang kaligayahan ng Diyos. There is no other things that could make God happy than when He finds those who are lost. So you want to make God happy? Join me in our mission. Let's seek out the lost. Let's seek out the least, the lost, and the lowly in our world, in our community. Hanapin natin sila. And when we find them, bring them home. Where is home? Where is home? Home is where God is. That's my home. Kung saan ang Diyos, yun ang home ko. You bring them to God. You bring them to Jesus. No credit for yourself. Just bring them to Jesus. I know that will make God very happy. It will make our Lord so happy. Why? Because His joy is always in finding the lost. That's the joy of God. We were once lost. He found us. We are a joy to Him that we are found. Now, there are others still who are lost. Let's go look for them. Amen? Hanapin natin sila at dalhin natin kay Kristo ulit. Amen. Let's all stand.